There must be some way out of here, said the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth.
Okay, welcome to the nighttime edition of the Investigative Journal. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours every Monday through Friday from 9 to 11, that's Pacific time, 9 to 11 Pacific time, with great guests, people that are trying to solve the real problem of who are the spiritual controllers of the New World Order, and who really are these guys? Well, anyway, that's my first show on this network, and for those of you who listen to me in the daytime, you know who I am. For those of you who haven't, let me just explain. I'm a journalist. I've been a journalist since 1976. And worked for the mainstream media, got disgusted with it during my many years with them. I found complete censorship in stories, especially when I worked overseas and had a chance to work in Rome for 6 years and saw incredible stuff there, which has led me to believe that the real spiritual controllers of the New World Order are the Vatican. And that's what we discuss here on this show a lot. And it's funny, you start talking about it, and all roads lead to Rome in so many different things. And over the years, I've had guests on, hundreds of them, who've talked about every aspect of politics, economics, religion, sociological problems, and it's somehow, some way, it all goes back to Rome. And that's what we talk about. When I worked there for 6 years, I learned an awful lot. But I was kind of a naive young reporter, and I never thought in my wildest dreams that things like this could happen to America. And I wish I would have been a little bit smarter back then, because I saw in Italy the same thing that they're doing here. And basically they used that country as a test country, and they fostered all kinds of terrorism. And I saw up close and personal the Vatican Bank scandal and all the other problems that seem to get covered up here in America. And tonight I wanted to mention, I'm going to have my guest, my first guest, going to be Pastor Tony Alamo. And what a story this is. Pastor Alamo has been with me before on my morning shows. And I wanted you, the listener at night, to get to know him. Because what a story this is. He's been fighting these people for over 30 years. And the story gets right down to the fact where, even on our show once before, I brought on an FBI investigator named John Peeler, who I'll bring on again when we have Pastor Alamo on again, and he'll tell you how he was told to bring this good pastor down by the Clinton administration and by others in Arkansas who were looking for every little thing to bring him down, and they couldn't find anything. Well, he's going to tell you a story in a few minutes, but let me just move on here. So I wanted to tell you that I spent all those years in the mainstream media and got disgusted with it. When I came back to the States, I ran a small newspaper in Idaho, two of them, and that was my last endeavor in the mainstream media. From there, I went on to get my law degree, and I have a JD degree, and plan to sit for the California Bar later this year and in the future practice law, and also continue my radio and journalism efforts. However, right after 9/11, it's an interesting story. I just started writing again, and it led me into what I thought would be the truthful alternative media. And I'll tell you, folks, I'm not going to belabor the point tonight. You can go to my website at www.arcticbeacon.com, and you can read about what my thoughts are about the alternative media and what I've learned over the years about them. So we'll talk about that other times on this show. And I'll tell you what, getting used to getting out at night is interesting. I'm used to doing morning shows, and I'm going to have to get my body clock set for the evening. But a long time ago, I used to do a late night show, so I think it won't be long before I feel completely comfortable doing the nighttime segment. Let me say this about the alternative media just in a second, though. I learned a great deal over the years through personal experiences and things that through my writing and through doing radio shows. And what I found out is that most of the alternatives are no different than the mainstream. And what I mean by that is they're just as controlled, but in a different way. And throughout the course of these next weeks and months, we'll get into that. I'll save that for another time. But let me get back to the point. I want to get to Pastor Lama. We've got 2 hours with him. And I wanted to start out by saying, on my website, you're going to see a series that I run called Confession to the Jesuits. And I'm up to number 28. And I discuss in this article, Alperin v. Vatican Bank. Okay, that's a lawsuit that's now pending in the federal court in San Francisco. And it involves the Vatican involvement in genocide. Now, most astonishing in these recent federal hearings in the Alperin case, the attorneys for the Serbian and Jewish genocide survivors are outraged, folks, that the Vatican Bank suggests that genocide and plunder are permissible acts under international law. Now, the Pope's attorney argued this, and it's the attorney, Jonathan Levy, for the Serb and Jewish genocide survivors, rolled his eyes, and unbelievable, because when you start finding out that these things actually exist, folks, it isn't something that the people are making up. These are federal court cases talking about genocide amongst the Vatican. Now, do you think that if they've done it before, since the Inquisition back in the 1200s, and killing over 50 million people in the name of Christ, don't you think they'd do it to us? And that's what upsets me so much. Let me tell you why. Just a little bit. Hidden court documents prove the Vatican Bank, through its Jesuit order henchmen, organized the hit team to kill President Abraham Lincoln. All right, let me go a little farther. New York police detectives have documented, and I have several on my show, that the pedophile rings ravaging American children were orchestrated by, guess who? Former New York Cardinal Spellman, with full knowledge and complicity of the Vatican hierarchy. Further, police documentation shows, without question, New York County District Attorney Robert Morris Morgenthau, he is still the attorney now, the DA, he's the New York County Attorney, has covered up for Spellman, now Cardinal Egan, and other higher-ups in the U.S. government. Yes, the dirty, dirty, dirty cover-up trail leads all the way, guess where, to the doorstep of the White House, or call it the Black House. The cover-up, according to investigators, includes knowledge and complicity of the Bush family. That's surprising. And one of its minions, Karl Rove, known as Miss Piggy in the Washington, D.C. gay bar circles. Now, besides all the Vatican connections to the destruction listed above, there's much, much, much more. And hundreds of my guests, and Pastor Olamo tonight is just one more, that's going to tell you exactly what's going on. Now, we're going to talk also, including the murder of Pope John Paul I, now for trying to clean up the Vatican Bank scandal and the pedophile rings in America. Now, I've had a New York detective on my show that was in the, this was 10 days before the Pope was killed. He was with Father Bruce Ritter in the New York Covenant House when Father Bruce Ritter got a call from the Pope and said he was getting a special dispensation, and that was to clean up the pedophile rings in New York. Now, the detective overheard the conversation 10 days later. Guess what? The Pope is murdered. Well, further court documents in the case of Alperin v. Vatican Bank, now pending in the San Francisco Federal Court, show the Vatican Bank stands accused of post-war laundering of profits of genocide, including the dental gold taken from the victims of the Nazi-backed Croatian regime known as the Ustasha. Now, they're up to their dirty necks in genocide, and you got to go to my website and read the rest of that article, because it'll just shock you. Now, I ask you this question, and in a, we'll get to Pastor Lamo right after this. I ask you this question. If you have all this documented evidence that the Vatican's involved in these type of nefarious activities, and if you have evidence that when Reagan took office, he reinstituted diplomatic relations with the Vatican, and what I mean by that is they're not just a church, they're a country that has diplomatic relations with our government, just like other foreign countries do. Now, that was cut off for 100 years, folks. after the Lincoln assassination. Why? Because patriots back then had the guts, had the power, still, to talk about it in newspapers, to write books about it, and to tell people what was going on, to slow down what the Vatican wanted to do even back then, and that was to take away your liberty. Now, that quest has been moving ever since the Lincoln assassination, and especially since the 60s, when Kennedy was killed by the same people. You've seen just a systematic takeover of our history books. You've seen a systematic takeover of a way for people to figure this out and find out. And you've seen a very strong takeover, even more so than it has been over the last 100 years or so, of our government and of our media. Now, I ask the question, if there's all these facts out there, and I'm not talking about opinion, I'm not talking about conspiracy theories, I'm talking about documented evidence, why then does every U.S. congressman, senator, why then do all the big shots in the media and all the big shots in the alternative media, Alex Jones, all the other people on those networks included, hide this issue? Ask yourself that. Why do these people do that? And I think you'll come up with the answer that I have. They know about it because they're not... if I can find out, and all the guests I've had on my show can find out, so can they. So they're hiding it for a good reason. And I think that's a good time to bring on my special guest tonight, Pastor Tony Alamo. And what a story it is. Pastor, how are you?
Doing good. How are you, Greg?
Good. I wanted to give a little bit of an introduction. And the reason I did it was to show people in a very short time here, within 10 minutes, of all the documented evidence there exists that the Vatican's involved in what's happening in the taking away of our liberties in our country. And I wanted to ask you, and then we're going to get into your story, how do you think people, how is our Congress and our Senate and our media, how have they been able, in good conscience, to keep this from the American people and then to criticize those who try to bring it out? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't have any thoughts or opinions of my own or any ideas of my own, but what it is they are sworn to secrecy. A lot of people know that the Vatican is doing these things. Even my uncle, who passed away a few years ago, told me, everybody knows that you're telling the truth, but they haven't got the guts to tell it. They don't have the guts like you and myself, Greg. Satan, the whole thing, it's one thing to know that it's the Vatican, but you just wonder what the motivation is of the Vatican. The Bible says that it's that Satan has given the Vatican its power, and Satan hates the plan of salvation. Now, all this, you figure, why would, salvation, most people have been so brain damaged by the media, which is Satan's mouth, that when you say Satan, they say, oh, God, let's switch over to Bozo or somebody. But Satan hates the plan of salvation. He hated it, and he still hates it. And it's never going to change. And his goal is to destroy anybody or anything that is revealing who the Vatican is, what its purpose is, and its purpose is to destroy everyone. See, God set up an escape mechanism for mankind. All those who are the population of this earth were on their way to hell unless the plan of escape, which is redemption or salvation, was presented properly in detail by the Bible and by the concerned ones who preached the Bible, who had already found the way, the truth, and the life. God knows that the merciful way for those that concern themselves about others who are mystified at how to obtain redemption. And that's one of the things that Satan keeps doing through his church government and the media is to confuse people as to what in the world is going on. And let's prove, you know, that this government agency or the president is a Vaticanite, a Catholic. They're sworn for power, for money, a position. They're sworn to secrecy, and they will not. They know that in the event that they start talking or they start doing anything on their own, they're going to be killed, just like Kennedy was and just like Abraham Lincoln was. He was preaching the gospel. One of his clients was a priest that started vomiting up the truth of the Vatican, and Lincoln took it upon himself to start telling everybody about it, and they killed him. They must have secrecy, and because Satan's mission is to confuse the simplicity of the gospel. He had been successful in winning the world at the first place with satanic deception disguised as an angel of light in the body of a serpent. To further his success, he must have a church. That's one major thing that Satan must have, is the church. And this church will teach that Satan is God. Well, how do you mean? They don't teach that Satan is God. Well, what they do is tell you that their doctrine tells you that this is Satan's doctrine. And so, therefore, if people choose to believe Satan rather than the Lord, well, then you're believing Satan. And so, that's what he's doing, is teaching that the doctrine of the Lord is false and that his doctrine is true. In order to do this, he must be very careful, very deceptive, very secretive, more cunning. He must be employed in all these different secretive organizations. There's thousands of Catholic organizations that you couldn't get them to tell the truth if you cut their tongue out. No one must know that it is Satan's church, and no one must find out that this church is the very way to hell in the lake of fire. This church must appeal to government politically and financially in order to interest worldly leaders, and for obedience it will give temporal rewards if favors are returned. Now, all these people are pro-Catholic, and they know that if the Vatican gives them this power, the leaders that Satan will employ for this must be under the strictest of secrecy, under oath to obey without reservation every one of Satan's wishes. And to say Satan again, they
know, in the Pastor Lamo, I think if people look closely at really what's going on, you would see that almost all religious organizations in our country, also so-called Protestant movement, the evangelical movement, political organizations, economic, and even, like I mentioned, the evangelical organizations seek the blessing of Rome.
Absolutely, because they don't want persecution from Rome. The leaders employed must never discredit Satan's church or reveal the fact that every vile form of corruption on earth stems from it, which is the root. You know, they say, the Bible says that the love of money is the root of all evil, but all evil, Satan is the root of all evil, including the love of money, Satan himself. The world must never see what goes on backstage or in its dressing room. Satan's church must be bigger, her cathedrals more beautiful, her music more resounding than that of any other church. Her rituals must look more holy through all ritualism, such as the lighting of candles that they stole from the Jews. The lighting of candles that also they stole from a Judaism, which when Christ came, he became the light, the candle of the world. Burning of incense, that also comes from Judaism. That's symbolic of our praying to the Lord. And all other forms of ritualism that this church does are unscrupulously the way that it does it. This church must be too complicated for anyone to understand.
You know, one thing, Pastor Lama, that I found out over the years of investigating this, first from just a purely a standpoint of trying to figure out exactly where this terrorism came from in Italy, what was going on, and then finding the Vatican connections to it. But what I've found since has been even more damning, and that is that they not only want to control your soul here, they want to control you in the afterlife. And if you never figure this out, that's why an interview with you is so vital. Because people need to understand that if you don't wake up and accept the Word of God, that you're going to be damned forever. And that's exactly what they want.
Right. I mean, you know, everything on this earth is a word game. Either people like Adam and Eve believe the Word of God, which they didn't, or you believe Satan. If you believe in Satan, well, then the actual rulership of this world is given over to Satan rather than the first two innocent people until they disobey God. God said his word to disobey his word is the same as witchcraft. And the Internal Revenue Service, which is one arm of the Vatican, was, until I exposed them, giving a tax exempt status to all communist parties. Yeah, they were also giving tax-exempt status to Satan-worshipping churches, and they took ours away. And, I mean, so, you know, it goes to show, it's all about your and my soul and the soul of everybody on this earth. And if they believe the one-world government, which is Satan's government, ruled by the Catholic cult in Rome, and the media, if they believe them, then they stole their soul. It's the same thing as blasphemy of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, and I mean, I've tried to look at this from a journalist's point of view and ask the question, why has this been censored so much over the years? Why are people just, once you start opening up these doors from all aspects, bringing on preachers like you, bringing on others who have researched the Vatican's influence in world affairs. Once people start seeing this, they can put a handle on how they can take their country, back. And that's exactly what these people don't want, because every avenue, even most avenues, Pastor, I found it, even most avenues in the alternative media don't want to court this question.
Right,
and try to silence people who want to talk about it.
Absolutely, because they see the persecution. The people of the world, they're more concerned about their flesh than they are their soul. I've been saved now for 42 years, and we've been exposing the Vatican and Satan. Actually, when you're exposing the Vatican, you're exposing Satan. And when you're exposing Satan, he does everything in his power to make everything that happens to you look like an accident, or they do everything in their power to make it look as bad or worse than Adolf Hitler. And every time I see them bad-mouthing somebody on radio or television or anywhere in magazines, I figure that must be a good dummy, because they never, they exalt anyone that is on their ball team. That's just the goes without, it's complicated. Satan's church is more complicated for anyone to understand, and Satan's church must look more humble, even though it is false humility. That's how they trap so many people, is, oh, the music is absolutely wonderful, resounding, the buildings are gorgeous, the people look holy. It's a false humility. You look at the life of John the Baptist, or first of all Jesus. He told them that they were of their father, the devil, And John the Baptist says, I'm not baptizing any of you people until I see the works of God being done in your body. The Lord wants to do a work in everyone's human body. And what we do is we pray for them to get saved because it's the commandment of the Lord. Because we're not violent, the people that are really of the Lord. They don't want to kill anybody. And they feel sorry for people that they see. It's just so frightening to look into the faces of people that are for sure, if they don't repent, they're going right into the pit of hell, the lake of fire.
Now, you've been preaching for over 40 years, and you've passed out millions and millions of brochures, handed them out on the, you know, through your different churches. You pass out information to people, millions and millions of pamphlets, trying to spread the word on the street. What are your thoughts about the Protestants in this country now, the evangelists? Have they also been sold out, like people say?
Right. Everybody that's working for them or that's not doing the work of the Lord has been deceived by the Vatican. They've deceived one way or the other. These people, the Bible tells us that we should not, back in the times of Paul, he wrote to the people in Thessalonica. He said, look, he said, there's people been sending false literature of mine to you saying that the coming of the Lord is right at hand, right now, this second minute. And a lot of people quit their jobs so that they couldn't give tithes and offerings to the church. And so he said, don't think that the Lord is coming back to earth again until you see a falling away of the church. Well, the falling away is, you see all these supposed to be Christians out there, and many of them might be, but the thing is they're believing false doctrines, such as they believe that the church is going to be raptured before the tribulation. But the Bible says that immediately after the tribulation, the Lord is going to come back and receive his people. And they're preaching once saved, always saved, and so many false doctrines. So this is the great falling away, and it's disguised as a big revival. It's just everybody thinks, oh, everybody's a Christian. And the media says, you know, the politicians think that the Catholics are Christians, and they're really our biggest enemy. They're the biggest enemy of everybody. And you take people like Clinton. Now, President Clinton, I've had dinner with him before, and I heard from one of his people that he was a Catholic. He went to Oxford University in England. He was given a Rhodes Scholarship there.
A Georgetown graduate.
Yeah, he also graduated from Georgetown University and then got his degree given to him by Rhodes Scholarship given to him by Georgetown University to go to Oxford, England, to Oxford University. And this man says they believe that everybody other than a Catholic is a cult. That's how deceptive the Catholic cult is. And then they say that, and the people believe it. Are you there?
Yeah. That's just the tone that we get. It tells us the music's going to start. We're going to take a short break, but go ahead. When we hear it, we'll take the break. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. But, so, the Vatican is, telling, oh, yeah, I'll just wait till later.
Pastor, let me just take a short break here, then we'll be back right after this short message with Pastor Tony Alamo.
Fight the fight. We are here to equip you. Because you love the truth, LibertyRadioLive.com.
Now listen to me. The Bible says, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. I want you to know that a corporation is Caesar's.
Government takeover of the church. This DVD is the most powerful tool we have
for waking up those asleep in the pews. The scripture calls for his people to come out of her. The corporate church is the apostate church, the whore that rides the beast. Make copies and give them away to your corporate church friends and loved ones. The truth will make them free. They will watch the DVD, Government Takeover of the Church. Who will tell them if not you?
Get this DVD for a donation of $25 from LibertyRadioLive.com. Order online today or call 559-781-3773.
If you read the history books, the most often asked question to Southerners was this: why did you fight? And the most often given answer is, because you're here. In other words, the South did not invade the North invaded the South.
Was it the Civil War or War of Federal Aggression? John Weaver sets the record straight in this DVD series on the Civil War from the Old Path Christian History Conference. Was there a war to set the slaves free? Or was it a war to enslave us all? Get this DVD and judge for yourself. War of Federal Aggression. The truth seems strange only because we've been indoctrinated with a fiction. War of Federal Aggression. Get it today.
Get this DVD for a donation of $25 from LibertyRadioLive.com. Order online today or call 559-781-3773. 559-781-3773.
Okay, we're back, and my guest is Pastor Tony Alamo. For the last 40 years, he's been spreading the Word of God, trying to alert people of the evil Vatican and Satan's Church, and it's all boiling right down into America right now to a loss of our liberty, loss of our financial freedom, and, you know, you might want to think about saving your soul while you're at it, because they're all one and the same in a sense. You can't forget the religious aspect of what these people are doing, and unless you begin to read scripture, you begin to understand the Word of God, I doubt that you're going to die a confused person, and they've got you. It's that simple. The Vatican has got you, and that's exactly what they want. That's why I bring on Pastor Alamo. He has talked about this for years, and I wanted to mention that you can go to his website at alamoministries.com, read about a lot of the things he's doing. He has many, many churches around the country, and has been doing a great job in trying to alert people of the coming New World Order and the fascist state that we live in today, and how that intertwines with Satan. Now, Pastor Alamo, what I wanted to ask, let's go back to the beginning. I think I'd like to use this half hour to do that. We'll open up the caller lines in the next hour, 559-781-3773, 559-781-3773. But, Pastor Alamo, I think people really would love to know your story. It's an incredible story. Starting out when you were a Hollywood record producer, and very adept at promotions. Tell us how you finally found the Word of God. Go ahead.
Right. I'm the promoter and manager of different artists. I did the promotion for Sonny and Cher and for Rovan, and the Beatles wanted me to manage them, and the Stones and Buffalo Springfield. So many different groups that just I don't even mention them all. But I didn't believe in God or Jesus, and I'm Jewish, and my real name is Bernie Lazar Hoffman. And I was in an office doing this promotion for a young man, Bobby Jameson, because the people that were my attorneys stated that this Beverly Hills attorney and some actors, well-known, wanted to buy a piece of this artist, because they owned a piece of the Beatles, like Roderick Crawford and people like that, and I believe Shirley MacLaine and Robert Mitchum and people like that. And so I didn't want to go because I knew I wasn't going to sell a piece of him, because I made him famous and I was his manager, and I had full control of what happened to him. And we were offered movie roles by Jack Warner and Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. and people like that. And even, you know, Tower Records, which was just opening, them wanted to take over his career, and I thought, I didn't want to. He was on my own label. But anyway, we were in this office. I went to please my attorney, and all of a sudden, my ears shut off. I couldn't hear. We were only one flight up from the street, and this, and all of a sudden, my ears shut off. My hearing, I could hear the traffic downstairs or any rustling or in the room, and I had an entourage of 17 people in the room, and my attorney and his wife were there, and these movie stars and this attorney. And then all of a sudden this voice started going through my body. I thought I was going crazy. It says, "I am the Lord thy God. Stand upon your feet and tell these people in this room about the Lord Jesus Christ, and that he's coming back to earth again, or thou shalt surely die." And so I thought, well, this is it. You know, I'm a genius, and I guess I better check into a private a mental institution and make a few wallets and string a few beads and do some finger painting in there, and maybe I'll recuperate. And they don't think evil of this artist. Cut his ear off and put it in an envelope and sent it to his girlfriend. But I didn't want that to happen to me, so I tried to get up, and I couldn't. Then a warm feeling came down on me and said, "Doubt not, I am the Lord thy God. Stand upon your feet and tell these people in this room about the Lord Jesus Christ, and that he's coming back to earth again, or thou shalt surely die." And this force that came down on me opened up my thinking and showed me that if I died, I'd go to hell, and that there was a heaven and a hell, and that there was a lake of fire. And I said, "Boy, if there's a God, there's got to be a devil, and I don't know. I don't want to be humiliated by standing up in front of all these sleep people." Six of them were police officers, LAPD. They off duty. They did funerals. They would do funeral escorts, and I'd hire them to take us around Hollywood or wherever we were going for a promotional campaign. And all of a sudden, I said, "I just got to get out of here." So I stood up, and the breath started going in and out of me, and my heart started beating. It felt like it was coming out about 1 foot out of my chest. And the word of God just came down and said, "Now you know. Now thou knowest." Okay.
Have you ever wondered why he chose you?
The only way I've been able to figure that out, I was the worst kind of person in the world, but he knew. When he knows, you know, you just figure some people, you know, I couldn't figure it out for myself. And then I thought, you know, Sue, my late wife, she passed away in 82, told me, because he knew you were going to defy the Satan, the devil, on this earth. And the Bible says that, you know, like Paul said, there'd be a great falling away, and then he said that wicked man of sin, the wicked man of perdition. Now, the body of Christ is a corporate body of millions of people, and the Antichrist, everybody thinks it's one person, you know, going to be one human. But it's also a corporate body of people, these politicians that have sold their souls for a position or a title or a finances. Some of these very wealthy people, they have their position because the Vatican gave it to them. And so, it's like Paul said. Now, he says, why would he choose Paul? He was riding on a horse to Damascus to kill a bunch of Christians, and he had them prisoners. And because Paul said that, you know, he was the worst of sinners. Well, I must have come in second place, and nobody could play. They were, when I was going down that flight of stairs after the Lord told me, okay, that's it. I told them that all I knew to say is Jesus is coming back to earth again. Repent. The ISIS God told me, and Big Jim, who started driving, because I just left the entertainment world immediately.
Yeah, I was going to ask you right after this happened in that office. What'd you do?
Well, I was going down the stairs, and Big Jim said, why would God talk to you? He said, you're the biggest weasel of them all. And I said, yeah, I know. I says, I don't know why, but he did. He says, come on, get in the car. And I told him, no. What I did is I thought, I kept asking, I said, you guys get on your motorcycle, your bikes, and go, and get in the limo, and go. And I want to be by myself. They kept trying to force me in the car, and I told them I was the kind of person that would, I had an organization, you know, of men that if there's somebody I didn't like, all I had to do is call them up, and I called them the baseball bat brigade. What it was is I would start going, they left me alone when I told them that, and I started going to all the different churches, a lot of them in Los Angeles, trying to find out what God wanted me to do. And I kept asking, what do you want me to do? And I didn't know. I said, whatever you ask me to do, I know you're there now. And now that I know you're there, I said, this is the most wonderful thing for me to know, because I didn't believe, and this world is so, made me so bitter because of the things that were happening to me, and you know, people lie about you, and they do all these things to you, and I just, it was like, that's so refreshing to know that this isn't all there is. I mean, this is not all there is, mm-hmm. And it's not all about just me, or, and I felt so great that this happened to me, I wanted to tell everybody. I went to the newspapers, I saw him, Prince, I thought he was coming back right then. About that, I said, Prince, if the Lord is coming back to Earth, and they shake their head, because I had to get pretty graphic. And they said, okay, we'll do it. And I went to my Bible teacher, who later became my wife, and I thought, they're going to print it. And I said, let's get it. She laughed at me. She says, Tony, they're not going to print it. They're just, but I was so enthusiastic, and I'm just as enthusiastic today. He's alive, and actually, 3 years later, after I was saved, first of all, after that, I looking in books and everything to find out about salvation and the simplicity of it. And like I said, Satan's cult in Rome has made, and the Satan in the world has made salvation so complicated that people can't seem to find it. And it's just so easy. It's the simplicity of the gospel that throws people's souls. But I knew that there was wickedness in this earth, and that you could pay. Back then, you could, I'm sure you still can. Judges were getting paid off, and anybody that was with the, you know, on the right team could come against you, and it wouldn't make any difference what you said or how much money you paid for attorney. If they wanted to get you, they could get you. And that made me very bitter. And I remember just before that happened to me, I was standing out in front of a restaurant on Hollywood Boulevard named Aldo's, and I heard some people, you know, well-dressed people come out of there, and they would, I just wasn't paying any attention, but they said, now, man, there's a bitter, bitter-looking dude. And I looked over, and I thought, man, they're talking about me. I didn't realize that I showed the bitterness of this filthy, degenerate world. There isn't any females that you could trust to be married to, because they, to me, were just all into promiscuity. They, it was horrible. You know, the whole world is horrible. It wasn't like, you know, I want a woman that married dear old dad like her, or, you know, like grandma. There's no one like that until I met my wife, Sue. And, God put us together, and then she told me that all these things that the Lord was telling me was in the Bible, and I said, show me. Finally, I mean, it was like a desperate thing. Now everybody knows, because we put out so much literature. We've got thousands of very devoted Christians all over the world. We have churches everywhere in the world, almost, in all countries, and the radio broadcast is going to all those different countries. And so now, you know, nobody had the truth. I'd go into different, yeah, that I knew anyway, but my wife Sue did, and I know after I met her that there was people that knew the truth, but they were even into false doctrine. Not my wife, but the other people. And she'd take me around to the Full Gospel Christian Business End meetings. James Shakarian became a very good friend of mine, and then I found out that he was unscriptural in his his wife Rose didn't know the things that he was doing. Then I met a lot of the different evangelists later, the ones that have TV programs, and some of them made me very sick to my stomach, and I heard people misquoting the Bible on television and on radio, and I said, "Sue, this guy was misquoting the Bible." And she just started laughing. She said, "Yeah, you're just starting to learn." You know, and as they're deceived in one way or the other, or they're afraid of persecution. Why he chose me, I know now that it's because I'm not afraid, because I saw Jesus appear right in front of me about 3 years later, after I was saved. And I saw visions of heaven and hell. And I hear a lot of people have had those kind of visions like that. One of them was a couple friends of mine that never did anything about it. They just kept going in their own way. And, you know, of course, that's everybody's choice. They can do what they want. But I chose, there isn't anything in this world that I liked before I got saved, is for sure. You like the beauty of Sicily and France and all these different places, and I'm from Montana, and you know, it's a beautiful world, but it's corrupt now. It's been corrupted by the Vatican, the world government, which it controls, and the news media at large. I mean, there's just a few people left, like yourself, that's on the air that wants to get the word out. And that's what happens to people. The Bible says that he went first to the goody-goodies, and then they would receive him. So now he went to us characters like you and myself and other people that are not afraid. You know, we can't stand evil. We have to come against it because it's corrupting, and you can just tell.
It's just that people ask me that a lot. They say, "Why? What keeps you going in this fight?" Sometimes, and I go, "I occasionally don't know, but I do know one thing." That I fear him and the people and all the people that I've met, like you and others that have helped me understand this. I fear his word more than I fear these people, and it's almost as if you can't accept these lies anymore. It's like putting on an ugly suit or something. You can't do it anymore, and it doesn't matter where you go. Your message must get out, and through that you learn so much about other people who are unwilling to even discuss this intelligently.
Yeah.
And you left the Hollywood world, a lot of money, you could have had it all, so to speak, and but your ministry has grown. I'm looking here and I see, you know, a huge church in Texarkana, another in Fort Smith, another in Canyon Country, California, and then I see your message on, so many radio stations all over the country.
Uh-huh.
That are carrying this, and it's just great for me to see that happen to you. But the thing that really upsets me is that when you started to talk, you've written articles about the Vatican. They came down on you really hard.
Oh yeah, as a matter of fact, they put me in prison. That's what people don't want. They just figure, well, it's better to be quiet. But the Lord says that we are to warn the world. What in the world did he call us for if we're not going to show people that they're involved in satanic government, satanic church, satanic all these different branches of government? I mean, then you see people attacking the ACLU. That's just one branch of the Vatican. IRS, one other branch, the FBI, another branch. They're all branches of the Vatican, and you could tear a branch off of a tree, but the tree still lives. What you have to do is get into that root. The Bible says that Satan's seat is in the city of the seven mountains, the seven hills,
mm-hmm.
And that's Rome. And then it says that it'd be the richest and the most more gold and scarlet tapestry, and it's controlling everything on the face of this earth. You don't own your house. It's like this congressman in Texas back before I wrote a piece of literature called Satan Needed a Church, a Government, and a Media in order to disguise and to enforce the different things that it wants. We asked the man, is it true that you're saying that the government owns our children? And he said, yeah, that's exactly right. He says, not only your children, but we own you. Well, I want them to know that they don't own me. I've been paid for with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've been bought, and I belong to him because he paid for me. I'm saved. I'm born again. I'm washed in the blood of Jesus and filled with the Spirit of God. And, you know, I've seen many rabbis preaching the truth recently. So as soon as 144,000 Jews, I mean, really, we all become Jews, you know, spiritual Jews, when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no, the only difference between the Old and New Testament is that the it tells what's going to happen in the Old Testament, and the New Testament fulfills everything. The Lord never did away with the law, the moral law. He's never done away with, he's fulfilled everything that the Old Testament said the Messiah, or the Savior of the world, would do. And so, you know, people want to believe the same critter that deceived Eve and gave the rulership of the world over to Satan by them just disobeying God once. And that's how important it is to obey the Lord, because we cannot, if we want to get to heaven, be disobedient to him in any way, shape, form. And I thank God that the fear of the Lord is on me, because that's, I think, that's what motivates me. Like you said, I'm more afraid of God billions of times more than the whole one world church, government, and media. They can say whatever they want about me. I don't like it, but there's nothing I can do about it, and I just pray, you know, that people won't believe them. It's true that a lot of people do believe the things that they say, and I can't help it.
And two things I wanted to mention. One, the Vatican really does come down heavily on the Jews. They love to blame the Jews for most everything, and I found out over the years, personal experiences, that once I decided to research this, and I could have cared less at the time whether what I heard the Vatican saying and its minions saying, that the Jews were the cause of our evils, or whether it was the Roman Catholic Church. At that point, I wanted to find out, and what I did find out was this, and it's very alarming, that they use these people in a sophisticated front. They use many Jews who really aren't representing their country or God, just like they use our politicians. And so it's a good way to deflect who are the real criminals here. I think you understand what I'm saying when I say everything they love to blame the Jews. Let me give you a point in fact. When I started recently on another show, I started bringing on many, many people that were echoing what you're saying tonight in all different areas. And pretty soon they started putting a commercial on my program from a Catholic priest who was saying that the Vatican was good and the Jews were bad. And every time that would come on, I would have to say, well, you know, I appreciate, you know, your opinions, but I don't think you have it straight. So, you know, they try in every possible way, even at the levels of the alternative media, to keep people quiet. And what they did to you, we got a few minutes here before the break, and I want to get into that after in the second hour, but it was just incredible. I mean, I had a guy, and you know, together we had, and maybe in our next show, we'll bring the FBI agent John Peeler on to verify all the things that we're going to talk about in the next few minutes, because he was the man assigned to bring you down. And he couldn't find anything wrong with it. And since it's invented,
they fascinate me by the Vatican government. So, I mean, if it was, the Jews are a peaceful, peace-loving, there's just a handful of them that they put in charge of different organizations to make it look like they're trying to rule the world. But I've lived in Israel, and I've been in Rome, and there's no church as powerful as the Vatican, because they're political, and they thrive on hooking in all these different politicians and So in the Jews, they're poverty stricken over there. They just have everything goes for the war effort. So they live, you know, they've got all these solar pads on their roof, and they are so broke that they actually have little devices on their water heaters that they turn them off as soon as they take the shower or whatever. Then you have to turn the thing on about a half hour before you take a shower, otherwise you won't have hot water. They are poverty stricken, and they don't have any. If they were going to destroy the world or rule the world, how is it that the Vatican, through Hitler, who was studying to be a Catholic priest, he murdered 6 million of them? I mean, that doesn't sound like anybody that's trying to rule the world. Hitler was the one. The Vatican, through Hitler, and many other sources, have been trying to take over the world, and they're doing a good job of it. Satan's doing a good job, and it's just almost impossible to wake people up, because they've taken over the whole world without, and if a person doesn't, a country doesn't join up with them, they bomb it, and they keep bombing it, then they send our troops over there to put them in submission. And that's what they're doing. They say, well, we want to spread democracy. Democracy is actually from the Vatican. It's nothing more than dictatorship. That's what democracy is. And it was devised as a good way of government to just rule the world. Bush even said, I don't mind a dictatorship as long as I'm the dictator.
You know, Pastor Alamo, we're going to take a short break right now, so let's do that. We're going to come back, and I do want to get into your story and how the FBI tried to basically do everything in their power, even trying to kill you, to stop this message. It's an incredible story, and, you know, we will bring on John Peeler, not this hour, but another time, to verify this story. And you did end up spending, I believe, 4 years in jail. And that was on bogus charges. We'll get into that also. But your story illustrates just what they do to people.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places besides on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, by calling First Amendment Radio at 559-781-3773. That's 559-781-3773. Or order on the web at firstamendmentradio.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Fight the fight. We are here to equip you because you love the truth. LibertyRadioLive.com.